when he has come, he will convince the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today, this first Friday of May, we're celebrating the Mass of last Sunday, and today's Gospel is preparing us for the coming of the Holy Spirit. This wonderful day, the day of days, the birthday of the Church. Jesus will not leave us alone. And when he goes, he will send the Holy Spirit. And as we see today's Gospel, the Holy Spirit will teach us all things. Teach us all things. And bring to mind whatever Jesus has spoken to us. And the Holy Spirit has been in the Church for all these years. Oh, how blessed we are to have the Spirit of truth always enlightening us. And as Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit will teach us many things, of which most important, he will convince the world of sin. He will tell the world that they committed a great sin when they didn't believe in Jesus Christ, a loss of faith. They did not believe that Jesus Christ was truly the Son of God. As we've been reading about, we've been finding out, they criticized him as the carpenter's son. They put him down. He saved others. He cannot save himself. They called him a devil. By the prince of devils, he casts out devils. How blind. And Jesus said, "Who of you can convict me of sin?" None of them could convict him of any sin whatsoever. So now they will be convicted of sin. So the Holy Spirit will convict them of the world of sin for not believing, of justice again, because they condemned the just one. They condemned Jesus Christ, he who was the Messiah, the Holy One. And they will, because they have condemned Jesus, they will be condemned. As we know, without God, without Jesus Christ, unless you believe in Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved, St. Mark tells us. Cannot be saved. Jesus Christ is the mediator with the Father. He is our Redeemer. He is the Son of God who redeemed us. And we must believe him. We must have faith in him. And the Holy Spirit will convince the world of judgment. Of judgment because this world is already judged. The devil has been defeated. Jesus has conquered. He has redeemed us. He has saved us. The gates of heaven have opened up. Judgment has been executed on the world. No longer is the world belonging to the devil. Jesus has conquered it. He has opened the gates of heaven for us. He has redeemed us with his precious blood. So this is what the Holy Spirit will teach us. He will teach us all things that we need to know. And for 2,000 years, the Holy Spirit has been in the Church and enlightening it. And that's why we need to call on the Holy Spirit to enlighten us, especially during these very difficult days. As you know, there's so many people in the world today who no longer believe. They don't believe there's a God. Some are atheists. Many Catholics have fallen by the wayside. They've lost their faith. They no longer believe in the truths. They no longer practice their faith. So we are in a time of great apostasy, of loss of faith. Will it get worse? Some people say, how can it get worse? I don't know. It's very bad now. I don't know if we've reached rock bottom yet, but it's very, very bad. And this is why we need the grace of God. We need the Holy Spirit to enlighten us, to convict us of our sins, right, of justice and judgment, even today, so that this world will realize that Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God. He has redeemed us. He has saved us. And he will come in judgment for all of us at the end of the world, where we will be judged on how we have lived. So this is why we need to pray. This is why Our Lady came to Fatima. She came to tell us men must stop offending God. He's too much offended by sin. This is what we need to do. This is the only evil in the world, sin. Not believing in the commandments of God, not practicing what God has given to us, not obeying them. So we need to stop sinning, and we also need to pray the rosary, as Our Lady asked. And also, tomorrow, the first Saturday, we need to do the first five first Saturdays, the wonderful catechesis that Our Lady has given us, to make sure we go to Mass and Communion to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, who said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, you shall not have life in you. To have our sins forgiven by going to confession 8 days before or 8 days after tomorrow. Have all our sins taken away. This is what prevents us from coming close union with God, sin. And also to pray the rosary, five decades of the rosary on the first Saturday. And to keep Our Lady, another part of that is to keep Our Lady company by 15 minutes of meditation on the mysteries of the rosary. Our Lady said when we do that, she will give us all the graces we need at the end of our life to save our souls. So this is a wonderful promise. This is, in a way, a free ticket to heaven. How many people believe? Not many. Is it preached? It should be preached even more, because it's one of the peace plans of Our Lady. So let us ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten all of us and enlighten our church, to enlighten the church on how important it is to live good lives, as Our Lady of Fatima tells us. And let us pray for all those who no longer believe, who have lost their faith, and are in danger of losing their soul for all eternity. Pray and sacrifice, Our Lady says, because she says many souls will go to hell because no one prays and sacrifices for them. May the Lord bless you.
Christus.